Well, if they built a gigantic pool full of sharks,
if they built a gigantic pool full of sharks,
yes.
I hope they used Backyard Oasis. Now go ahead.
And I hope they have laser beams.
Laser beams.
If they did have a giant pool full of sharks, Bob Baffert jumped it yesterday. Yeah. 2 days in a row, we lead with Bob Baffert, right? The blonde bombshell that likes to train horses.
Blonde?
He's platinum blonde?
Yeah, well, great.
Silver. No,
okay,
he's just
silver.
Silver now.
All right,
yeah.
Silver. Sasquatch, 6'8".
And a half.
Okay, so first, Bosich.
I think I know what you're about to discuss,
yes.
But I have something to weigh in on this.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
There's another interesting comment made
by
Mr. Baffert.
So let's stack it up. Yesterday, Bosich got it wrong, misreported it, but he was referring, Bob Baffert, yesterday when he was talking about the groomsmen that peed on the hay and the horse ate the hay.
Yeah.
That was from another
That's
one.
That's what
of,
I was going to discuss.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. That was.
One of the other 30 horses that tested positive.
I wish I had a nickel for every time I've heard that story. Guy pees on hay, horse tested positive for betamethasone.
Well, right. And let's do a test. Let's put two bales of hay in front of a horse. Let's pee on one and not on the other and see which one it eats.
And by the way, what the hell is that betamethasone in cough syrup?
Oh, here we go.
Oh, Dr. Fauci.
How is he getting in?
It's pronounced what, Dr. Fauci?
Betamethasone.
Okay, betamethasone.
I think he's actually right on
How
that
is
one.
That in cough syrup?
I don't know if it is.
It's not in any cough syrup I've ever bought.
My God, I hope not.
It would just have acetaminophen or something in it.
Then he went on, and look, we talked about it yesterday. Your lawyer always tells you, the first thing you need to do is shut up. And then the second thing is, dude, let me talk. He went around and talked on all of the shows yesterday. And then, of course, what's the soundbite everybody picked up? He did it. We live in a new world.
There.
Yeah, he went there. We live in a new world now. This is all part of cancel culture.
What?
His horse
I don't believe
tested,
anyone was canceled.
What?
His horse tested positive for drugs because of the cancel culture in America.
Because people have been sitting on social media just waiting to bring down a horse trainer.
That's right.
Wait a minute. They have trainers?
Big horse.
What do you mean they have trainers?
Okay, now I want you to do... I want you to run in a circle, but I want you to do it faster. Oh, wow. He's brilliant.
Yes.
He's brilliant.
So, Bob Baffert, the fate has not been known yet as the horse travels to do the next leg of the Triple Crown. So, there
well,
you go.
And here's the problem that looms, is that the State Racing Commission came out with this little handy-dandy fact sheet, because none of us know anything about... drug tests for horses,
yeah.
And before 2 days ago, no one cared.
Need a horse whizinator.
Yes.
But apparently this split test that they have, it takes 4 to 8 weeks to come back, so it may not be until we get closer to the Belmont Stakes before we know what happened.
Hmm. You can't expedite this?
Because, no, I mean, seriously.
Right. I mean, look, I can get a COVID test in 15 minutes. You can't test a vial of horse blood in less than 8 weeks?
No.
See, you are just showing your ignorance. You don't know a thing about horse racing drug testing.
We get full panels back on ourselves in 48 hours.
Oh. This reminds me of banking.
I mean, I got a blood test back in my physical the same night.
Yeah. If I buy a stick of gum, it's automatically taken out of my checking account the second I swipe my card.
Yep.
But if I deposit a couple of dollars, we're going to have to confirm whether this is real money on your paycheck that you put in every single week. We're going to have to hold this for 72 hours. What?
The gas pumps do that, too.
Yeah.
Take a bunch of extra money just in case you can't cover gas for the first time in 30 years.
In 30 years. That's exactly right. Okay, so he was not happy with the Churchill Downs suspension so quickly after the news broke.
Aww.
He made that clear on some of the shows that he thought that was unfair.
Aww.
Churchill Downs needed to react quickly.
Aww.
And they did. It's bigger than Baffert. Sorry, Bob. You're not the sport.
Well, and again, cheating is cheating. I don't care what race it's in.
Sure.
But we're not talking about the third race on some idle June Tuesday. This was the Kentucky Derby. Churchill Downs kind of had to take some action. It's their marquee event.
And I forget what kind of unit of measurement they're using, but it's something like...
It's a picogram.
It's only 11 picograms.
Never heard of that term.
Well, who cares? I don't care if it was one...
I think that's
one,
made up.
Whatever the hell picogram is. I don't care if it was one picogram over.
That's what Roscoe snorts.
Roscoe picogram.
Hey, is Doc Fauci in there? Does he know what a picogram is?
Yes, excuse me, let me through here. Yes, Will Clark.
Picogram.
A picogram is 1 gram more than a dagiogram.
What are you talking about?
I'm still on Roscoe's picogram. That's what Roscoe snorts, a picogram.
Why do you think he does that?
Get them grams. So a friend of mine texted me and said it was easy for Churchill Downs to suspend Bob Baffert because he doesn't have a lot of horses at Churchill Downs. Most of his horses run out west.
Mm-hmm.
So it's easier for them to say, well, he's not running. Yeah, it's easy. Right. It's easy for them to say, well, we're going to suspend him. We didn't have any horses here. No, damn it. We're putting our foot down. So, but he was not happy with that. So, moving on.
Sorry.
Yeah, moving on. All right. Pfizer vaccine has been approved for 12 to 15-year-olds by the FDA. That means school probably will be back to normal next year.
Will it?
No. I think it's forever changed.
I mean, it's kind of sort of there now, isn't it?
Will it? Yeah. Because look at how many of us have had vaccines and have been through COVID. So, but then yet we're still double masking and things like that. So, will it?
I don't know. I just want to take my damn mask off.
Right. At what point?
But you know what it is, Dwight?
What?
It's big school.
Yeah, it is big school. It is big school. I bet you the study was done by big schooling.
Yeah.
Actually, it's not big schooling. It's big schooling.
And you know who the superintendent of big school is?
Who is that?
Bill Cobb.
Oh, damn it! He's got his hand in everything. So stupid.
He's the head of big schooling.
A restaurant.
Can we get Bill Cox to do the blood test on the horse? I bet he could get it done.
Yeah, sure.
No, Carl, don't do that.
Yeah, he can do it. He can do it by just touching it and then putting a little taste on his tongue.
You want to hear about more details? I reckon I can tell them to you.
Yeah, all right, well, there you
go. No, we don't have time.
You'll be great at a press conference.
Ain't you got no mom and daddy to tend to it?
No, Carl. These are professionals, Carl.
Carl, we're trying to do the show, buddy.
I love you, boy.
Okay.
Oh, I love you, too.
All right, this is...
Maybe Carl should have been Bob Baffert's lawyer.
Yeah,
yes, ma'am.
I think more businesses should do what they're... There's a restaurant in St. Matthews that is giving $50 bonuses to its employees to get double vaxxed. So I put that out online, so I started getting a bunch back. Apparently, O'Reilly's is... That restaurant is paying $100 to get double vaxxed for its employees.
O'Reilly's.
Auto parts.
I thought that was an auto parts store.
Oh, maybe it is. Maybe it is. I thought it. Which? Oh, Charlie's is the other.
There you go.
I was about to say, if you're eating at O'Reilly's, I have concerns.
Toyota in Georgetown is offering $100 for double vax. Meijer gave $100 to its employees and then offered the shot on site.
Everything's greasy at O'Reilly's. There,
so
Sponge.
What?
It's oily. Yeah.
Mm.
I will allow it.
You,
I will allow it.
Well, I like what you talk.
Hey, thank you, Carl.
So the question would be, why aren't more businesses giving incentives like that? I guess it's an HR nightmare.
Well, some...
They're not forcing
them. I guess
them.
And somebody's...
No, but you can give them...
Well, because you know somebody would invoke a... well, I can't get the bonus because... And they would cite some religious opposition to it or something. And then there'd be some sort of... legal action and memos, and then everyone would get a bonus just for being a human, and you know where that would go.
And some businesses,
someone would
just
say they were being canceled.
Some businesses are just frugal with the purse strings. Let's say I can't relate.
Ironically, I bet you Baffert hasn't gotten his shots.
I don't know that. All right, so. I've got a joke today.
Oh, you got a joke today? Okay.
Hey.
Good.
Want to do it?
Okay, go ahead.
All right. I got a couple here. I think they're going to suck, but.
Way to set the bar low.
Well, the one I had told
was, yeah, good?
No, it was going to suck, too.
Oh, okay. Good.
And it was long.
I'm letting it go.
May 12th, 2021, joke of the days. Here we go.
Point of order.
Yes.
Today's actually the 11th.
Oh, May 11th. Sorry, May
11th. Right.
I don't know what kind of time traveling crap you're doing, but come on back here to Tuesday the 11th.
Give me that sports almanac.
All right. Hey, fellas.
Hey, Tony.
Hey.
Yes. Yes, Tony.
You know. Thank you, Dr. Cutler.
You're quite welcome.
All right. You know, my grief counselor just died.
Oh.
It's horrible. It's very sad. Yeah. Sad.
You know, the thing is, he was so good, I don't really care. Hey, fellas.
Hey.
Tony.
Yes.
Yes, Tony.
Hey, fellas.
Yes, Tony.
I saw an ad. You know, ads are popping up on my phone.
Oh, yeah.
And I saw an ad for burial plots.
Burial
plots. Wow. Yeah. They have to advertise.
Oh, this is a morbid
you know what?
Joke chain.
I thought to myself, that's the last thing I need.
It's because he'll be dead and you no longer need to buy purchases.
They don't need to explain it, Dr. Thank Fauci.
You, Dr. Thank you, Dr.
We're not all morons.
Fauci.
Well,
but Will Clark seems to be a moron.
Okay.
Well, he actually has that right. Okay, that's... All right. Hey, fellas!
Hey,
oh, another one.
Yeah, we got another
one. Yes.
A Mexican stuntman died while making a film.
Oh, no.
Sad.
This is basically everyone dying in the joke today.
This is the joke book in this section over death.
Wow, it's a book. Oh. Great topic.
Oh. All right, I got to start over. Yeah. Hey, okay. Fellas!
Hey, Tony!
Okay.
A Mexican stuntman died while making a movie.
That's tragic.
It's terrible.
Oh, that's tragic.
Yes.
At his funeral, his mother approached the director and said, Jesus died for your scenes.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, jeez.
Well, lightning's coming.
Oh.
Right now, through the roof.
May 11th, 2021. That is your joke of the day.
Hey, stick around. Stick around. JY from Styx is going to join us. Plus, we're going to go across the big pond. Going to talk to Tom Rivers because we've got an update on the IOC.
All right, man. Keep it where you got it.
She drives me crazy.
Sasquatch, have a good day, brother.
All right.
News Radio 840 WHAS, the Tony and Dwight Show with Dave Jennings, brought to you by the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
Is this a great road tripping song or what?
Yes.
Next time you go road tripping, you want to go to Cook and Reeves right there off Dixie Highway and the Waterson. Cook and Reeves has luxury van rentals. About 50 of you took advantage of that over spring break. Way cheaper than airfare, and you have a vehicle, no car rental, and the freedom to come and go as you please. That's one of the things Cook and Reeves does. They also have stretcher and wheelchair transportation. So if mom or dad need to get to the doctor or just want to go walk the mall or get a bite to eat, you can't always be there to take them. Cook and Reeves can be. Click on wheelchair and stretcher transportation at the website, cookandreevesvans.com. Give them a call, 836-7679, 836-7679. And they sell used cars, too.
You know my mama loves. But you don't understand, they keep a showing my hands and not my face on TV.
Well, boys, we have Courtney Donahoe here on the line as you guys sit and play on your telephones. Courtney, how are you?
Hello, sorry.
What, did you forget about me?
No, no.
Hear the music listen. I'm going to play on my phone.
At some point, you were going to become like some of the women in our family, which is we're going to ignore it. So,
I'll never ignore you, Courtney Dunn.
No.
I kind of was because I know what's coming today.
But, yeah. No, it's good to ignore me once in a while.
Yeah, this is going to be a bad day. It's going to be a bad day.
Yeah. See, one of the problems that's happening right now, and see, I'm so excited, I actually banged my desk.
I know.
See, again, you know the market's...
Wow. Well,
a girl's got to do what a girl's got to do.
Okay.
Sometimes I need a little something-something for something, Woody.
Hey, job report day.
Just watch out for the stapler, Courtney. Hey,
but you know, the desk won't talk back, but it will take out the garbage. Go ahead.
Yeah, and it is wooden, so we'll see.
Oh! Hey, That's it.
All right, let's get serious. We got to get serious. We got to get serious.
I'm okay. A classy broad once in a while.
Yeah, you are. You are a classy broad.
WHAS.
Ooh. This is me on guitar. It's a...
That's a little dirty for you.
It's a B pentatonic.
Yeah, it's a little dirty, dirty.
I just saw a story on TV about the supper club. I guess the anniversary's...
Beverly Hills Supper Club?
Yeah, the one in Northern Kentucky.
Yeah.
Well, the guy wrote a book about it because he's like, everyone that worked there said it was arson. It wasn't electrical. It wasn't... Because in the late 60s, there was this push to put aluminum wiring in all the homes. My mom's got aluminum wiring. It's scary because it heats up. It heats up in the walls and it's bad. But he's saying, if you look from 1970 on, that... There was a mafia-driven arson going on every single year in a large entertainment area around Kentucky. So he goes,
"It should be a shame should you not take our insurance."
I don't know what they were trying to accomplish because I'm not sure. It's like one of the deadliest fires in American history. Is 170 something people or something crazy?
Wow!
So
that was John Davidson that was supposed to play, was it not?
I don't know that. But he wrote a book about it, and they just interviewed a bunch of the employees, and they're like, "It was arson. That was not electrical, and it devastated that town. That because it closed down." So he's walking through the woods. He goes, "Here's where the fountain was. I guess it's all grown over. Like the entire complex now is woods.
Wow.
It's woods. It's kind of fascinating."
Okay, so we need to get the guy that wrote
the book
because
yeah.
It happened in Southgate, Kentucky.
Yes.
Third deadliest nightclub fire in U.S. history.
Yep.
So it happened this month, and the anniversary is coming up. It happened May 28th, 1977, during the Memorial Day holiday weekend.
Yeah.
165 people died.
Wow. Gosh.
And 200 were injured as a result of the blaze. It was... right outside Cincinnati, evidently.
So you would think Cincinnati mob, I guess, trying to shut down places that are going over to Kentucky to party?
I don't know.
Don't know the motivation.
God, 160.
Yeah, and Dave was right. Cabaret show featuring Hollywood singer and actor John Davidson.
No way.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Yeah, we need to have him on. He wrote a book about it all.
I'm not sure if John Davidson's still alive.
Not
John Davidson, but the guy that wrote the book, Dave.
Ah, gotcha.
Yeah,
okay, come on. All right. Are we going to go across the pond in just a little bit?
Yes, we are, because everybody's wondering what's going to go on with the
Olympics
this summer. Think about that. I mean, it's TikTok, right?
Yeah, Tom Rivers over in UK talking about the Olympics. I think it's everyone skating on thin ice. Huh?
Okay.
Oh, that's the Winter Olympics. Sorry. Tom, how are you?
I'm hanging in there. Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's coming down to the wires, they say, and 10 weeks away. Bad optics. You don't want this happening right now. IOC president's supposed to go to Japan on Monday. That's been pulled. Probably going in June, but that's cutting it real close. And the problem is a new wave of COVID in Japan right now. Lockdowns extended, state of emergency extended till the end of this month. It's not the way you would like to ramp up to the games coming up, as I say, in late July.
Yeah, and good point. It is late July, and the IOC and the Japan Olympics has been in the news for weeks after weeks, months after months right now. At what point, Jim Ryan, is there a drop-dead date? Or Tom Rivers. At what point, Tom Rivers, is there a drop-dead point where, okay, we can't do it at all now? Because you can't just keep on, going back and forth, back and forth, right? What's the drop dead date, or is it?
Stop saying drop dead when we're talking about COVID.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I think it's kind of a movable, if you will, goalpost. So I think the closer we get to this thing, it's based upon what the situation is at the time. You know, in 2 weeks, they might be getting really on top of this wave, and they could say, you know what, this is going to be okay. Or, they could be in, and look at the problems with India. It could be bad there in Japan as well. So, you look at the polls of average Japanese citizens, 60 to 80% of them said, throw in the towel. We don't want this thing.
Wow.
Exactly. That's huge. And think of another way of looking at this is look at the lens of the financial money, the commitment, the infrastructure building, sprucing up venues, TV rights. All of that stuff, even if you make it like a TV event, is what probably it's going to look like if it happens, and I think it will, you're not going to recover all the money, but you're not going to take as big a hit as if you just say, you know what, that's it, pull the plug, end of story, goodbye. So, yeah, it's either you're going to lose a heck of a lot or you're going to lose some.
Yeah, people are going to yen for it no matter what happens here.
Stop.
Can we still do fencing at least, Tom Rivers? I wonder if that one's still okay.
No.
But at least the IOC is the most trusted organization on the planet. They'll sort this out.
Well, again, we'll have to see exactly what shakes out. But, you know, it's one of those strange, you know, you think back, which were the strange Olympics? We had the boycott, 1980, the game, Winter Games in Moscow. That was weird. Mm-hmm. And this is going to be weird, too, for very different reasons. But you and I will look back on this and say, yeah, I remember that. Yeah, there was like, you know, they pan across the audience, and there's like three people there. And, yeah, we watched whatever. You watched such an event, and it was great. There you go.
What's the issue here? Is this the variant? Why haven't they vaccinated more people? I mean, America here, we're getting to, I don't know, 100-something million people. Almost half the population is vaccinated here, especially all the old folks that are in danger of this thing. So is it a variant, and why haven't the Japanese vaccinated their population yet?
Yeah, it is a variant, and as you say, they've been very, very slow on the uptake on vaccines. If you go back last year, they did a very, very good job in the first wave. Social distancing.
Yeah, they did.
Masks, exactly. Test and trace, they did a very good job. But that, you know, guess what? You know, these other waves come along and kind of obliterate all that good work. And it seems like, certainly the case here in the U.K., you know, there's a lot of stumbles here as well, but vaccination rates are pretty darn high here now, and that's having a very, very good effect, you know, through a gradual lifting now of lockdown restrictions. But, yeah, that seems to be the magic key, and vaccination rates are very, very low in Japan, and they're not going to be able to ramp that up in 10 short weeks.
Talking with Tom Rivers over in London, the IOC president canceled his trip over to Japan. And you know, I wonder if Japan does not host the Olympics, if it bumps them back up on the charts. I would imagine the next couple are already planned out. But would it bump them back up? And would the decision be if the Olympic Committee pulls out, they'll bump them back up? But if Japan says we don't want to host, what happens there, you
well,
know?
Well, to Dave's point, they've already paid their bribe money. So they
right.
So look at it this way. You know, we're kind of in overtime. We never, you know, we're not used to being here.
Yeah.
The short answer is we don't know.
Right.
Yeah, you know, we're used to the game is over. No, it's not. We're tacking on extra minutes, and we don't know where this baby goes.
Tom, very few people go anyway. I mean, there are some events that have crowds. We've kind of known about COVID for a while now. You see what the NBA did. Couldn't the athletes have been inoculated by now?
Yeah, most of them are.
And they go into a bubble, and we have a made-for-TV Olympics. I mean, that the template is out there.
You can, but if you ever cover these Olympics, it's not just, you know, it's like two busloads of athletes and trainers there. It's huge. It's one heck of a, you know, and the journalists are there. You're talking about, you know, a slew, an army of people and crews and cabling and engineers. And it's a huge, huge task. So that's a lot of people. And guess what? You know, some of those people are going to catch something on certain event, and then they're going to, you know, go in and have a time with their pals that night. And guess what? Another sport's going to catch, you know, it can spread like wildfire. You know that.
All right, Tom Rivers, thank you for everything you do there. Stay safe in London. We'll talk to you soon.
Take care.
Thank you, Tom.
Right, Tom Rivers from ABC News.
Tom Rivers, or as some like to call him, Jim Ryan.
No, let's just admit that Jim Ryan's your favorite.
We've never seen each guy in the same room at the same time. I'm
true.
Not sure.
Hey, in the spirit of Olympians, all right?
Yes.
On last night's Murder, She Wrote, the guest stars were...
No.
Oh, by the way, John Davidson is alive.
Oh, wow. Oh, good. Okay. That's good. All right. On last night's Murder, She Wrote, the guest stars were Bruce Jenner, Dick Butkus.
Oh, yeah.
Wait.
And Bosley from Charlie's Angels.
No.
Yes. Yep.
Oh, God. What was Bruce Jenner doing on?
He was the quarterback of the Fairweather Hen Hawks or some kind of a football team. And and the Fairweather Hen Hawks were going. It was a battle to move them to this state, to that state, and Jessica swooped in and solved the case of one of the murderers.
Did Dick Butkus get murdered?
No, Dick Butkus was like this, G-Miss is the whatever name. What's her name?
Jessica Fletcher.
Fletcher, yeah.
Why do I know that?
I don't know, Dave. You prove it every single day.
Dick Butkus was like, oh, gosh, Mrs. Fletcher, can I take your picture? And like one of these, you know, lovable loof type guys. He did not play the Dick Butkus.
Oh, wow. I thought he was always like that. He was always Dick Butkus. I've never seen an interview with him that he wasn't Dick Butkus.
He was happy, chatty, lovable, Miss Fletcher, you know.
He just played himself.
You do it pretty easy yourself.
Shut up.
Shut up.
So tune in tomorrow to find out who are the guest stars on Murder, She Wrote.
That's awesome. Is it on Hulu?
No, I'm watching it on the Peacock, absolutely free. I'm watching it with commercials, but big deal.
We've been rolling through the Golden Girls.
My mom's doing that.
Yeah.
My mom said, I went to see her Mother's Day. I said, why you look so tired? She goes, I was up till 3 a.m. And what'd you do? I was watching the Golden Girls.
Yeah, I can't watch that because the Golden Girls are the same age as we are.
What?
The Golden Girls actresses.
Maude?
They're all were in their mid-50s.
No, when we actually looked this up last night. So the show started in 85.
Okay.
So Rue McClanahan, the one that played the tramp.
Yeah.
She was in her early 50s when the show started.
Thank you.
Yeah, she was the hot one of the Golden Girls.
The other three were in their early 60s when it started.
Maude wasn't half bad looking, though.
And by the way, Estelle Getty, who played the oldest one, was the second youngest behind Rue McClanahan.
No.
Yeah.
Yep.
How old was Betty White at the time?
Betty White was 61, 62, something like that.
Okay, all right.
Huh.
Yep, so they were a little older, playing people in their 50s.
You still have the Betty White nude pictures on your phone?
Of course I do. I'm not a Neanderthal.
All right.
Dorothy was talking about her husband, Stan. Hey, it's me, Stan, the guy that shows up. And she said he was so bad at math, he had to take his pants off to count to 21.
Oh, the guy that played...
That's awesome.
The guy that played B. Arthur's boyfriend in... In Maude, or is it Maude or...
Well, she ended up marrying Leslie Nielsen at the end of Golden Girls.
Okay.
Maude is such a hot name.
Well, anyway, there was one of those guys guest stars last night. I don't know the actor's name. So
In the 70s, you were just famous for being on TV a lot.
I know.
Like Peggy Cass and these game show people.
Right.
Hey, you two.
Yes.
What?
Oh, we could go on about Murder, She Wrote.
He's watching Murder, She Wrote, and Dave, you're watching The Golden Girls, okay?
Okay, listen.
We're trying to be at least a little cool on this show.
What are you watching?
I'm watching Peaky Blinders.
Oh, that ship sailed a long time ago. Who are you kidding?
I know.
Being cool. Hey, I'll tell you what is cool, man.
Your pool.
My pool is very cool right now. We need to heat it up. Backyard Oasis, thank you, Backyard Oasis, Randy and the crew, for getting the Witten swimming pool up and running. They did it about 5 weeks ago. It was filthy. It was ornery. It was green. Hideous. Now it's crystal clear. It's beautiful. We can't wait for this summer. Backyard Oasis is the mobile pool store. They come to you. So, gone are the days where you're spending your precious day off in pool stores, lugging around the chemicals, salts, chlorines, parts, whatever. Let Backyard Oasis come to you, deliver it right to your front door. They also open swimming pools. They open it for us. They'll open it for you. How about servicing your pool? How bad is that? It's horrible. It's a pain in the rear end. Your swimming pool should be a source of pleasure. Let Backyard Oasis come by once a week and take care of it. Get it off your plate. Backyard Oasis, they even install above ground and in ground pools. You're going to love this crew. Check them out. 249-5282 or go to backyardoasisky.com. Backyard Oasis, I love you. JY from Styx is on the way. We're going to ask him about the Golden Girls and Murder, She Wrote.
Yes. No, we are not.
And it's all on the way as we roll with some Styx. News Radio 840 WHAS.